This is the Church Multiplication Collective Podcast, a podcast designed to help you multiply like never before.
Hey, everybody, I'm your host, Ed Love, and I oversee the Church Multiplication Collective, which is an intentional community of Wesleyan leaders committed to discovering, developing, and deploying workers for the Lord's harvest. It's amazing that it's actually happening. Today, I'm going to share with you a 9-minute talk that was given at our Wesleyan pre-conference at Exponential East 2017. And I just want to let you know about Exponential East 2018. It's coming really soon, February 26th through March 1st, so you need to register soon. You can find out all the details and registration information, lodging details, at wesleyan.org/exponential. And you go straight there and find out all that. I'd love to see you there. It's going to be a great year as we gather together. This is the biggest rally point that the multiplication leaders have together. So it's going to be incredible. You won't want to miss it. Today, I'm going to bring you this talk from Spencer Lohman, who erupted the crowd. It was great. And he brought this talk entitled, How to Capture Millennials for the Mission. It's so good. So here's Spencer. Ready, go. I want to invite Spencer Lohman up here to share. Spencer is just now in the launch process, getting ready to launch United Church coming up soon, Greensboro. Welcome, Spencer. Here you go. He's going to share on how to capture millennials for the mission. Because he is one, takes one to know one.
How you guys feeling? That was weak, man. Come on. You guys feeling all right? You good? Okay. I have the chance this morning to talk on behalf of 75 million people. And I get to be the one that tells you everything about them. Okay? So everything I say today is 100% true. Okay? All right, so the goal today is to talk about how to capture millennials for the movement. How to capture millennials for the movement. I was told this is like a TED Talk kind of concept, but I realize we have new leadership in the Wesleyan Church, so I think we need to change this concept to an Ed Talk. How do you guys feel? Oh, Lord Jesus, we got to get back. Ed, we're going to go to Ed Talk, I think, here pretty soon. In June of last year, I can get this mug to work. There we go. Lord. Oh, my goodness. You're getting crazy over there, man. Okay. In June of last year, my wife and I moved into Greensboro, North Carolina, which is the third largest city in North Carolina, about 300,000 people, about 750,000 people in the greater Greensboro area, to plant an urban church in downtown. It's a city with about 50,000 plus college students. It has the largest HBCU in the entire country, North Carolina A&T University, and it has the thinkers, the leaders, the creatives, and the innovators of tomorrow. And we have a chance to engage them right there in their context. And we are planting and launching in September. We meet right now in a old Moravian church fellowship hall. 1930s. It's like a museum up in there, okay? So that's just a glimpse of kind of what we're doing in Greensboro right now, which is awesome. We're going to try this clicker again, see if we can get it to work. Or you can just go to the next slide. How about that? So in 2016, millennials passed baby boomers as the largest generation. 75 plus million people. We can tell who's a millennial by somebody who just shouted, okay? 75 plus million people. So who are millennials? This is kind of a conversation that's a little bit different depending on where you research it. People aged 20 to 35. Age 20 to 35. How many in here are a millennial? Okay, raise your hand. Now, some of you, I know you ain't millennial. I know you're not 35. You're like 37, okay? I think Matt Leroy had his hand up. Put your hand down. Early 80s to late 90s. These are the millennials. So going on, let's look a little bit more about more millennials. Who are millennials? Millennials grew up on things like Saved by the Bell. Come on. I mean, Kelly Kapowski in the 90s, boy. Oh, Jesus. What you know about the little hugs? The little hugs? That is liquid diabetes. Listen, go back. Listen, Every vacation Bible school you ever went to had these jokers. They did. Go back to the next one. AOL Instant Messenger. My wife's name was Peaches and Cream 754. Legends of the Hidden Temple. What you know about blue barracudas, okay? On to the next one. N64. N64 revolutionized gaming. On to the next one. You remember these moon shoes? Always in the Sears catalog, no one ever bought them, okay? On to the next one. MySpace. Tom was always a top friend. Always. Profile picture never changed, and you can't tell me that's not creepy. Okay. And most importantly, Power Rangers, okay? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. On to the next slide. Culture says millennials are. This is who culture says millennials are. A couple things. They say that we're lazy. They also say we're narcissistic. They also say that we are entitled. And they also say we are unmotivated. Okay? This is a good glimpse of what culture says millennials are. Yes, I prefer the guy on the right with the cheese puffs. But the facts say millennials are philanthropic. Or philanthropic, depending on where you live. I'm in the South, so it doesn't really matter how you pronounce words. They also say millennials are creative. They also say that they're tech savvy, and they are also a very inclusive group of people. On to the next slide is an example of this is who we are. This is who millennials are, a quick snapshot. So what does this mean about millennials as a culture, as a 75 million people? What does this mean? I believe truly that millennials are naturally apostolic. By their very nature, by our very nature, because the facts say so. Let's go through some of the facts that we have. 69% crave adventure. If adventure is not apostolic, I don't know what is. 54% have or want to start a business. 88% prefer collaboration over competition. 88%. 78% prefer experience over things. And 84% prefer positive impact than recognition. So, looking at those stats, I believe that millennials are naturally apostolic individuals. On to the next slide. 6 of 10 millennials' favorite brands are tech. Apple, Google, Samsung, Sony, Amazon, and Microsoft. 6 out of 10. So what does this mean? Like, what does this mean for millennials that 6 out of 10 millennials' favorite brands are tech? Go to the next slide. Number one, millennials love ideas and innovation. Millennials love ideas and innovation. Number two, millennials are for growth and change. None of these companies are the same as they were 10 years ago. If your church is the same as it was 5 or 10 years ago, you're probably not going to attract a millennial. The third one is aesthetic and design matters. Aesthetic and design matters. All of these companies are sleek, they're modern, and they're simple. Okay? On to the next slide. So here's 5 ways. I do want to give you some nuggets. 5 ways I believe that you can capture millennials. At least for me, this is what I believe is my own way to capture millennials. The number one thing, do what you say you do. You must articulate why your church exists and how your existence is going to impact it. Millennials are tired of hearing about mission statements. They're tired of hearing about vision statements. They want to know how you're going to make an impact in your community, in your context. Ice Cube says it best. Yo, dawg, you said be the church? You crazy. I know that's funny, but the fact of the matter is a lot of us are not actually being our mission. We just articulate it. We don't live it out, and millennials sense that very quickly. Exhibit, Ice Cube, they're the same thing. I'm just kidding. You definitely are a millennial. My bad. It's the cornrows, you know. Less is more. Be simple. Programs and flash doesn't captivate millennials. Vision and authenticity does. Programs and flash, being a jack of all trades, master of none, does not capture a millennial. Simplicity and authenticity does. Now that is Kevin Hart. I know that for truth. Stop, you're doing the most. There's a phrase in millennial culture, it says, you're doing the most. Some churches are just doing the most. You got programs, and you got these different crazy things happening all throughout the week, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, millennials are like, please, let's get back to why we exist. On to the third one. Creativity must be valued. Think outside of music and stage designs, please. Creativity is not just about cooler music, and it's not about making the sweet, cool stage design. Think outside of the box. Digital media must be done well. If you don't have resources, this next slide, please, take a minute to check them out. One's called Instagram, okay? Use Instagram. And please, if you're a church planters always want to design their own logos and their website, get on Squarespace. Let it design it for you. It's sleek, it's modern, it looks good. MailChimp is awesome. Direct mail campaigns. Stop sending out emails through Microsoft Office. Pexels, there's free photos for your sermon series. Canva, design graphics online. Get a photographer. Please stop taking pictures with an iPhone in your church. Get a photographer who is a millennial. Facebook Live, Printful, Vistaprint. Use these as resources for you. On to the next one. Be for the city. Your church doesn't exist for itself. Millennials love cities. On to the next one. A couple weeks ago, Coach Jim Boeheim made some comments about Greensboro. And he said there's no value in having the ACC tournament there. Well, on Friday, I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine. And he said, dude, you guys need to do this t-shirt that says Greensboro versus Boeheim. Because we have one that said Greensboro versus everybody. Because we're all about the city. So we did Greensboro versus Boeheim. Sunday night, NIT bracket comes out. Lo and behold, UNCG is going to the Carrier Dome to play the Orange Men. All of a sudden, in a moment, we hit like this crazy momentum. By the next day, we were on USA Today, ABC News, ESPN, Yahoo Sports. I got called from an NPR station in Syracuse about this church that did this t-shirt, said Greensboro versus Boeheim. And I say that because we prayed a prayer last year that we wouldn't be a church about ourselves or build some Tower of Babel, that we'd be able to have a posture of cultural influence in the city. We haven't even launched yet, but because we are for the city, we've been able to have a position to bring our entire community together. Before the city. The fifth one, listen and mentor. Millennials want to be mentored and developed. They want you to take time to listen to them and listen to their ideas. Spend time with them one-on-one. They want that. They need that. And these are two incredibly handsome guys, found it online, thought it'd be appropriate. You know? So, those are five ways I believe that you in your local context, in your church, could capture millennials. Because it's not just the next generation, it's the generation of now. Thanks so much.